welcome back. Glad you're along this Monday night. Time to spend an hour and a half with Dr. Bill Deagle. Bill continues to impress me, and I've known Bill for years. His commitment to our well-being and human welfare is second to none. He has now taken up the gauntlet and is fighting the smart meter issue like few Americans are, or frankly will. He's quite ready to put his life on the line over this issue. This is a very big story. There's a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about smart meters first, and we'll circle back around toward the end and touch on Fukushima, which we just did with Yoichi Shimatsu a few minutes ago. So, Bill, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, Jeff, and thanks, everybody, listening. And as I say, those who listen and don't take action are complicit with the crimes that are being committed against them.
Couldn't agree more. Accessories, by our silence we allow. Being a sheep is no excuse, folks. You put a piece of tape on that meter, no smart meter, permission not granted, and then put your phone number on it. Tape it across the meter. Do something. I will have shortly, from Marty Oakley, a condensed version of the law which actually prohibits them from doing what they're doing, which is coming on your property without your permission, changing out a meter without your okay and approval. And we're going to have that up on the site. Everybody will be able to print it out, download it immediately to any source they want. Take that printed out copy, put that on your electric, water, or gas meter as well with the piece of tape over it. No smart meters.
Exactly.
These are going to be tools which everyone can use. I'm telling you right now, and Bill will elaborate, if we don't stop this, we deserve everything we're going to get. And what we're going to get is a quick trip to the cemetery, much quicker than we had planned on.
Exactly. What it is, I made a very short summary article that'll kind of focus on some of the key issues, because this could become a very big issue that we can follow a lot of different trails here. So I wrote this summary article, and I sent it by email just before the show tonight. I've also done a protocol for the whole issue of smart meters and electromagnetic pollution, because smart meters kind of bring it to the fore, but we haven't really taken issue here in North America. Europeans are way ahead of us, the Karolinska Institute, research institutes in Switzerland and France and elsewhere, where it's now against the law to give a cell phone to multiple countries to 14 or under, because they know they cause brain damage, know they cause hearing loss, and disturb brain development. So in places like France and Switzerland, you can actually be charged and go to jail if you sell a cell phone to a 14 or under. Wi-Fi networks are being taken off private schools in Britain.
Right. And but they've been outlawed in England. Anybody 18-year-olds and under cannot have them in their classrooms.
Right. So let me just read a little bit of this article, and then it gives you an idea. It's very short. It's only a few paragraphs, but it's... Smart meters are the latest technology imposition of utilities generating power to force, with no option to opt out of a system of control of billing power consumption of consumers at peak energy time rates. So in other words, they're going to try to increase billing you when you use electricity, not at a flat rate. So that's why most people's bills go up. This should come as no surprise, but the smart grid is an Agenda 21 population carbon tax control system.
Mm-hmm.
There's no federal law mandating smart meters, of course, as Marty Oakley said. And I reviewed it with Ron McDonald in the first hour of my show today, and he's doing much research. I reviewed the data, and I have 94 pages of just abstracts. I've also talked to top experts like Dr. Carlo and recently to Dr. William Ray, who's the director of the Dallas Environmental Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be on the program in about a week.
94 pages of just abstracts.
Abstracts,
are a little summary paragraph of the main study.
It violates the federal wiretapping laws. It clearly builds databases for sale of private information of power usages with the electrical signature of every appliance and time use in your home. And it's a powerful marketing and control data in the hands of control freak bureaucrats and marketing gurus. And, of course, it also gets handed over to local police. So in places like British Columbia where they did this, they can find out power curve patterns and search through them and say, oh, this is probably a grow op. Let's just do a search and seizure in their home. Smart meters have two primary areas of contention. The first is a bold invasion of privacy, important to have authority to gather data and modify behavior, our behavior, and consumption patterns. And the other thing it does is it unwittingly allows power companies to not have to regulate the frequency which their power is fluctuating because of the input of power. What that does is not only screw up your clocks, but it also has problems with destroying sensitive electronic equipment. So what happens is the integrated circuits don't tolerate frequency drift. The second thing is it's a Class 2B carcinogen as of May 31st, but the mounting toxic information is unbelievable in terms of the effects of cell phones causing cancer, insomnia, and numerous medical problems. Basically, everything you think that causes accelerated aging, micronuclei, the same things that happen after Fukushima or Chernobyl, which is a primary change you look for as a screening test. You take white cells, you put them under a scanning electron microscope, and you look for micronuclei. You find them, they've been irradiated. And if it's been scalar radiation, it does the same changes to DNA, shattering DNA, which is held together by van der Waal non-covalent hydrogen bonds. People need to understand that cell membranes is a delicate structure where non-covalent hydrogen bonds hold the cell membrane together that act as a liquid crystal microprocessor. So it disrupts your DNA, it disrupts cell membranes, it changes the three-dimensional structure of enzymes because, as recent drug companies have found, if you don't include the hydrogen bonding around the molecules, you can't predict how a molecule will be used as a drug for future drug research. So all new advanced software developing three-dimensional modeling programs for new potential drugs or active sites of enzymes requires you to look at the van der Waal water bonding molecules, which fits in with Yochi, dealing with the idea of how water, quote, is sacred. And the reason is it's the informational superconductor of all living things.
Hmm. Wow.
So it interferes with nutrient cellular interactions, mm-hmm. DNA. In other words, it messes up with everything.
And it also depletes your mineral content.
Right, exactly. In fact, its primary thing that it does right off the bat is it depletes minerals, so it's going to make more diabetics, more people with Alzheimer's,
right.
Generates free radicals,
right.
Disrupts DNA, so you end up with DNA effects. So what's the challenge? The first is we have to inform our neighbors and our communities that we only win if all ELF pollution is dramatically reduced, resulting in elimination of all smart meters, reduction and eventually elimination of all cell phone towers, and the determination to have fiber optic ports in public places like the old style phone booths where people can't be talking publicly like they're psychotic or they're schizophrenic in public, and the removal of Wi-Fi networks proliferating everywhere.
These are
a public invasion of our biology. Unless you want to walk around some kind of fiber optic suit to protect ourselves or a radiation suit from ELF pollution, which is not even invented yet.
No, we no longer have any privacy to our own physiology. It's just true. Hold on, Bill. We have to pause just for a minute. We'll come right back with Dr. Bill as we continue updating all of you on something that literally could shorten your life, no question about it. And the idea of mineral depletion, remember, without adequate and proper mineral supplementation and intake every single day, your body cannot utilize vitamins properly. Think about it. Back in a minute. All right, we're back, and we're talking about smart meters, which is in fact the subject of the newest video going up at the Rents YouTube channel. You can see it at the Rents.com website now. This is part one we're uploading. We'll be uploading part two, tonight's update, in just a few days. So we'll have those memorialized in YouTube format. Now, tell us what you've been up to there with your detector, your microwave burst detector that picks up radiation coming from these two times a day broadcasting.
Yeah, Jim Turman of the ELF expert at San Diego Gas and Electric, Sempra, told me that the smart meter was only connecting twice a day to the utility.
You got his name, folks.
When I would put it on my desk and I set it to the higher power level, and this is an HF35C. You can get through our website at Less EMF. The director, his name is Emil de Toffel. He's a dentist, DDS, and he's also an electrical engineer, master's in electrical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And after retiring from dentistry, he works full-time, and he has the largest company in America, probably in the Western Hemisphere, that has equipment from all over the world, especially the equipment like this frequency analyzers. I've got, for example, a radiation detector that detects a data logging Gauss meter. You can go around your home and actually log it and put it on a USB port to see if there radiation from just general electromagnetic radiation by your bedside is going up. Mm-hmm. I also have a detector called a Stetsurizer that's manufactured now in California that was designed in Germany that can measure dirt electricity. Now, this is called an HF-35C, and it's an analyzer between 800 megahertz and 2500 megahertz. And you can either put it at what's called a signal at root, mean, square, or peak. And you can put the power level to see if it's below 199.9 microwatts per square meter or over 1,999. And when you set this to its peak power at peak, and 1,999, at my desk, which is 10 feet from the meter on the other side of a wall in my studio where I have my cameras and my radio equipment and everything from, you know, ISDN lines and access USB ports and everything, when I turn it on, which I could do right now, it will fire off anywhere between every 6 to 15 to 20 seconds. When I went down last Friday to our bedroom at the other end of the house, and I pointed through the window 60 feet plus away to the smart meter, because it has a directional antenna, you can point it directly at it, it was firing off at over, spiking over 2,000 microwatts every 2 to 6 seconds.
Right through your house, right through
right
your
through
brain?
Right through my house, right through the window, right where I was standing literally 1 foot beside where my wife sleeps in her king-size bed. And now, this is from another adjacent home, so we have a problem here. People that don't do something about this, that have smart meters in your community, they're irradiating you as well. So even if you take it off your home, and there's two classes of people created. The first class are those that can order the utility indirectly by getting solar panels. And as soon as you can, there are no bidirectional smart meters, so they have to put an analog bidirectional meter, and they have to pay you for any excess power you generate to the utility. The people who can't afford the average $50,000 to put a system on their home, they have another option. They can remove the smart meter, what I'm going to do tomorrow before I even put solar on, because even though I will be putting solar on, the smart meter is coming off tomorrow morning. My electrical electrician and contractor is coming here tomorrow. He's picking it off. He's going to actually make it, how can I say, utility-proof, so that it cannot be removed.
I want everybody to understand what Bill just said and what he is saying. What he is saying is he is hiring an independent electrician to come to his home tomorrow to take that spewing instrument of death off of his home and replace it with an analog.
Right, and that's coming off tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, and it doesn't need to interrupt your power, and we have no intention of not paying my bill. I have AAA credit. I have never not paid a bill ever. Which is why I have things like a black card. I can purchase anything without any credit limit. So when I take that off tomorrow, I'm going to register the registration number and the actual reading off the smart meter. And I'm going to put my meter back on. I've already emailed Jim Turman and the legal department of California Public Utilities, directed San Diego Gas and Electric, Sempra Electric, that they're going to, if they want to come out here, they can read the meter, but they can't touch the meter. It's going to have refused smart meter stickers on it, and it's going to be bolted down so they cannot get access to take the meter, my analog meter off.
Do we have refused smart meter stickers available yet? Is somebody making
them? Oh, yeah. There are companies here in Riverside. So if you go to refusesmartmeter.com, you can buy them. You can go through the link there. Okay. And they're like, you can get like each sticker is like $2. So I got a bunch of them.
Good.
And by the way, I bought analog meters for $85 from Alamand Electric in Northern California.
Spell it, please.
Alamand.
All right.
And they're $85 a piece. And I told my neighbors, I'm putting together a letter for all my neighbors, because I'm going to be Mr. Nice Doctor here. Say, if you want one and can't afford it, I'll put it on with my electrician, because I don't want to be irradiated by your smart meter. If you can't afford it, they're $85.
Now, this is fascinating because it opens the door to all kinds of things. Well, I wonder if San Diego Power and whatever it is going to try to hit you with fines, sanctions, an injunction, something.
Here's the possibilities. Possibility number one, they'll send a truck out, they'll look at it, say it's a refused smart meter, and they realize they can't get out the box. Number two, they send out the police. And if the police come out here, I'm going to read them the Riot Act and tell them that they have violated my civil rights, they violated my privacy, they put an irradiating device in my house, and I'm an expert in this area. And I'm in the process of filing a federal, not a state lawsuit, because most of the states have limitations in terms of liability, public liability of utilities. So these utilities think that they can get it waltzed away from this, because in most states, they actually limit liability. So they can bring a device certified,
yeah,
et cetera,
yeah,
but they can not avoid a federal lawsuit.
Okay, they're looking for the same kind of immunity that the pharmaceutical industry has been given by our criminal Congress.
Right, but the thing
it's not
the immunity
there yet.
Given by, yeah, they're not there yet. The immunity was given by the state governments to limit liability to states. So this is going to be filed in federal. Now, there's another alternative. You can file small claims courts, and you can file up to $5,000. And you can file multiple claims over it, too. You can file one for every week that they continue to put a smart meter. So if you're nervous about taking it off,
uh-huh,
just file a small claims court every week that the thing is still on your home and tell them why. And go to court and tell the court locally why. And every time they don't respond or don't pay, the judge will say, you got to pay $4,995 there, utility company. The other alternative is we're working with, we're putting together my lawsuit. I wanted to turn into, and I've talked to Jonathan Emord's group, a federal class action lawsuit. Because I don't win, we don't win, unless everybody participates and we get rid of all sources of electromagnetic pollution. In other words, if I get mine off my house, I realized my next-door neighbor, and by the way, in our eight-home area, which is gated, right after they put these smart meters, the health of two of our older ladies who were very nice deteriorated rapidly, and both of them died.
Now, this is another very important story. We can't prove this, but circumstantially,
their health was very stable, and then
right,
all
okay,
of a sudden, as soon as the smart meters, now what it did to me, and I can describe this, is I'm a hard-driving, workaholic. But I can go to sleep at night. Last November when they put this on, I have terrible insomnia. Now, luckily, I could counteract it with my nutraceuticals like Calm Mind and Sleep Factors, etc. But I have to take enough that it could stop a bull moose in full charge. And an average person would be in a coma if they took as much. And these are natural, not drugs. They don't believe in drugs. But I take 2 to 3 scoops of my Calm Mind. Normally, one scoop is enough for a normal person, and I take 2 sleep factors and 1 melatonin, and even then I can have broken sleep patterns because the amount of irradiation, and I calculate out the radiation dosage that they're distributing. This is a 3-watt meter with a dancing frequency jumping around. So when it hits these frequencies, it hits the calcium ion channels and the cell membranes. It's equivalent to 1,000 times the radiation of a cell phone, a regular conventional, like an iPhone 4, but it's doing a frequency pulsing and a burst of energy as it fires off, anywhere from every 2 seconds to every 15 to 20 seconds.
But San Diego Gas and Electric told you it was just twice a day, Bill.
Well, when I said that to him, he kind of freaked out, and he said, well, I wasn't aware of that. I said, well, you're supposed to be an expert on this. Were you aware about how mesh networks work in communication? I said, because I've talked to experts.
I bet he couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I said, well, you're getting informed now, fella, because I'm an expert on this. I said, I've done research on magnetic fields. I was one of the team doctors for the Calgary Flames in 1980, and I got a machine given by one of the owners of the Flames,
mm-hmm,
to do research on pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of the Flames hockey players in my office. And so I decided to run a free pain clinic because I was doing research in the 70s in rheumatology. And I developed a machine with Canadian government grant, built 12 of them. Bearcat Murray, which was a rehabilitation consultant, worked with me on this. And I later developed the theory of biophysics of how it works, and it's called phonon maser cytogenetics. And I presented it in 1982 to a panel of biophysicists from the University of Calgary. Now, I never published it because I realized the potential of this being turned into a weapon. People have to understand what I'm talking about here can be turned either into a wonderful thing like Rife that can heal a body, or a horrible weapon to destroy people's health, their minds, and to make them so incapable of functioning that they can either die quickly or get so confused they walk the line of fire like these poppers that were deployed in the laboratory we called Gulf War II. It's a weapons lab. That's what it was.
That's all it was.
That's what it was.
A big outdoor killing weapons lab. We got to run to a break here at the top of the hour. The two women, elderly ladies who were in stable health, you're a doctor, you knew them.
Yeah.
These meters were put on last November.
Now, within 4 months, one died. And the other lady died 2 months ago. And I can tell you, I knew these ladies very well. They're
uh-huh,
very stable, very
uh-huh,
well, healthy otherwise.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you it has having effect on my wife, who's never taken a pill, and her family lives over 100.
Uh-huh.
And she's noticed effects on her. I've noticed effects on myself. And the meter's coming off tomorrow. No matter if the police or SWAT team show up, they're going to get a lot more than they bargained for here with Dr. Deagle.
Wow. All right. Have someone standing by to videotape this.
I've called ABC San Diego 10, and I've got a film crew number.
Good.
I've contacted Fox 5 News, and I will be sending it off to the news desk,
good,
et cetera,
good.
To make sure that there's other teams out here, and I'll be videotaping the whole damn thing.
Good. All right, back. We'll continue with this in just a couple minutes. This is, folks, this is really, in a way, our golden opportunity to do something as a citizenry, as a populace, as a nation. If we don't, we're toast.
This is the Electronic Alamo.
That's it. Be right back. Okay, and welcome back. Talking to you, Dr. Bill Deagle, about smart meters. And I don't know how many of you listening have them. I'll bet a lot of you listening don't even know that you have them. But I would urge all of you to find out real quick. And what's going to happen tomorrow morning will be very interesting. This is going to set potentially a national precedent. Bill Deagle is doing something that would seem to be well within his legal rights, and that is to remove something that was put on his house without his permission and against any existing federal law. There is no federal law to support it, so we'll call it against the law. Now, he's going to videotape this. We hope to see the video up tomorrow. I wouldn't put it past the San Diego Utilities Company to do almost anything. They are scared to death of something like this. If Bill is allowed to get away with it, Katie, bar the door, because everybody's going to be doing it. A new analog meter, for those of you who have a smart meter, is $85. The idea that the utilities are trying to charge people to retrofit their home with what they have always had, which is a smart meter, whether it be gas, water, or electric, and then charge them a per-month surcharge of $14 to $17 to have a meter reader come back, like they have always been coming, is outrageous. So this is really our, in a way, I see it as Bill said, it's our Alamo. We put up, we do it, or we snap on the leg irons and die. It's that simple. We're not dramatizing this beyond anything that is not demonstrable, provable, and fact. This is not science fiction or fantasy. These things are deadly. We know cell phones are deadly. The best experts recommend the maximum exposure to cell phone radiation on your body is 20 minutes a day. I would say that's too much because I don't think any is acceptable. Now, we have cell phone towers in every neighborhood, hidden in church bell towers. We have them hidden behind fake trees, palm fronds, you name it. They're all over the place. We're being bathed in them. And if you think you have a cordless phone and you're safe, guess again. The spread in megahertz runs from around 800 to 2.5 gigahertz. That's exactly the range that these smart meters burst broadcast in. And the bursts, again, can come out many times a minute, around the clock, not twice a day. So you are being lied to, you are being debilitated, you are being maimed, you are eventually, in some cases, going to be killed with this technology, which is designed for one thing and one thing only, and that is to put more largesse in the pockets of the utility companies at your expense. Bill, go ahead. You there, Bill?
Yeah. 5% of the population are very electrosensitive, and 35% and growing are becoming... are moderately electrosensitive. What is electrosensitivity? It means you get ill, nauseated, dizzy, disoriented, drowsy, agitated, insomnia, all kinds of symptoms.
And you don't even know you're... Yeah, a lot of people don't even know they are electrosensitive.
Right, and also it affects animals. There's a report recently where a smart meter was put on a home in Northern California, and there was a direct link with a very dramatic change in the behavior of a Rottweiler that attacked the pregnant master of this Rottweiler and killed her last month.
What?
Yes. So what happens is you can have animals that can go out of control because the smart meters can hit areas called the rage control centers of their brain. And we don't know which animal is going to be the one that's going to be electrosensitive to it. So this particular animal was probably electrosensitive. Eventually, what happens is that the animal had to be put down. So, you know, after killing its master. So the problem is we're going to get increasing levels of people sick. Now, here's what's going to happen. We already have Fukushima. 10 to the 13 becquerels of radiation per hour being released from there. We have GMO food. We have aspartame.
Mm-hmm.
And remember now, that electropollution is a glutamate agonist. I'll explain how this works. Glutamate activates your nervous system, and GABA calms it down. If you've got too much glutamate activation, you have seizure activity. You can have seizure activity in a motor area of your brain. You clamp down and bite your tongue, and you fall over and make you block your airway as you swallow your tongue. If you have non-motor seizures, especially in different nuclei, you get changes in behavior of your hypothalamus that regulates your brain, your body temperature, your autonomic nervous system, your hormone levels, your sleep-wakefulness basically activates the hormonal control to allow your organs to regenerate. So everything gets screwed up. This is like the central controller of your brain. If you have it hit the rage control nucleus of your brain, you can have a rage attack. You can kind of lose it and go crazy. So we're going to have increasingly bad behavior. I call it the clockwork orange behavior on the part of people exposed to these things. And we're going to find more and more people are going to be functionally sterile caused by accumulated biotoxins from xenoestrogens to Fukushima. And these smart meters are going to dramatically affect a number of things. The first one is that they affect demineralization, but they also affect what's called methylation pathways. So it'll deplete your body of vitamin B12, vitamin D, and block conversion of folic acid to its 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. So if you don't take these things when you're exposed to high levels of pollution,
mm-hmm.
It's going to force people that are marginal into an absolute state of deficit. And the results will be neural tube defects like Chiari malformation, which is the upper spinal cord malformation that occurs from the children of people that were Vietnam vets exposed to T24D and 245T, the Agent Orange exfoliants that remove the leaves, of course, in the jungles of Vietnam. They block folic acid conversion. So you're going to get all kinds of things. So I put together a very comprehensive radiation protection protocol. If you go on NutriMedical.com and go into main medical conditions, it says smart meters and cell phone ELF, electrosmog, electropollution protection protocol. The first thing I recommend is everybody, if you're using a cell phone, get a wave shield to block your cell phones, and we sell those. They go through our website to LessEMF and get a electropollution blocker. You can get these things that actually reflect the electrosmog even from your adjacent home, and there's also barriers that will absorb it. So you want to have literally a barrier. Sometimes you have to do two or three layers of the absorber on top of a reflective material, and we have those called, they're on page 56 of our catalog for LessEMF. The next thing is the core protocol for everybody who thinks they're getting exposed to excessive Wi-Fi, with a Wi-Fi network in a building or a smart meter, is calm mind to calm your nervous system down because it's overamping. It's the way to look at this is if anybody's lived in Houston, they know about what's called the orange crazy spiders. And there's some years ago, a ship brought in these little tiny orange spiders that like to crawl into the junction boxes all over the city. And they electrocute themselves because they like electricity. You also find it with fire ants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, when these are affected on your body, it's very, I don't know how many people watch Breaking Bad. It's one of the few shows I watch on TV because I like to see how the criminal mind works. And it releases dopamine in the brain
mm-hmm.
the same way, okay, electropollution, as methamphetamine.
Wow.
Not good. So it's going to cause seizure-like activity. So the first one I recommend is Calm Mind, which is vitamin B8, myo-inositol. It's a secondary neurotransmitter, sun-theanine, L-theanine, and GABA.
There's basically a small-sized book that physicians are going to have to try to familiarize themselves with. It isn't even written to describe and explain the diagnoses that can come from smart meter pollution.
Oh, absolutely. The problem is they're going to find just anything. They're going to say this person's bipolar, they're having panic attacks.
Yep.
They're
paranoid.
They have depression, they're paranoid, they're hearing voices, they got tinnitus, they got ringing in their ears, vertigo. I mean, you name it, and it requires good detective work. Now, the way to tell electropollution is simply you take somebody that's, who you think is electropolluted, and you can go to an area where there's basically electro-nothing. You know, you have to go to, and it's really hard nowadays.
It is hard.
And you got to stop free radical damage in your body by recycling your fat and water-soluble antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a marginal diet, you know, which is often the
which
case,
is 95% of America.
Right. What it does is depletes any nutrients that could protect your tissues, so we use a special product called Nutritrala that recycles all your antioxidants. And we've just got launched a new nutraceutical we've developed called the S-acetyl form of glutathione. It's so powerful, it's even stronger than the IV glutathione that doctors give in clinics.
Wow.
And NutriDefense, which I designed, which will block biological weapons, scalar weapons, and detox you and grab the free radicals and toxins in your body. So those are the core. You can go on to the other things. You've got advanced electrosensitivity, and there's a number of nutraceuticals because electropollution is going to shift the life curve, which means it's going to shorten people's lives. It's going to shorten their telomeres on the end of their chromosomes. It's going to release the inner mitochondrial septum up to 40 different proteins, including cytochrome C and apoptosis induction proteins. So what these do is electropollution does the same thing as radiation. It makes your cells commit hara-kiri suicide. So if you don't block this, what it's going to do is it's the weak, the in utero, the elderly, the people with marginal diets, it's going to make them sick, and then it's going to make them dead.
All right. Now, remember also.
People, yeah.
Yeah, remember. We've got to take a break. Remember, the key is not for you only to replace your smart meter with an analog meter for $85. It's for your neighbors and your neighbor's neighbors and the whole damn neighborhood. Maybe this will bring people together again as a neighborhood group. Anything, it's fine with me. I'd love it. This has to be a massive civil uprising, a nonviolent uprising to reject an illegal technology that is clearly inimical to good health and welfare, and in point of fact is quite the opposite in terms of promoting longevity. You begin to wonder. Back in just a minute with Dr. Bill Deagle as we continue. Okay, welcome back. Talking to Dr. Bill again. If you joined us late, tomorrow Bill has hired his own electrician, bought his own analog meter. The meter of death is coming off. The analog meter is going on. And if the SWAT team shows up, if the authorities from the San Diego Gas and Electric or whatever it is show up, it'll all be videotaped. He's contacted several news departments. We talked earlier today, and I urged him to do that. He's followed through. They will be there, hopefully, because this is a big story. If the assignment editor has any brains or has any free latitude at all, this story will be covered. This is a big one. They're going to be scared to death. They're probably talking about this program and listening to it right now because they know tomorrow will basically set a precedent. They also know that they do not have a legal right to go on anyone's private property and put these meters on. There's no federal mandate that allows it. We've proven that. And I will be putting up, thanks to Marty, soon a printable version of the laws as they stand, which makes that very clear, and you can use that to file suit, to stop smart meter installation. At least give it your best. I don't know how your utilities are going to act, how aggressive they'll be, but you have every right to stop it. It's your property. It's your life. The burden of proof is on them. Go ahead, Bill.
Exactly. It's no small task to take on these powerful utilities and control freak agencies. The alternative, though, is a lack of personal privacy and irradiation causing the same micronuclei DNA damage, premature aging, and cellular pathology. Electrosmog, ELF changes, are similar to ionizing radiation from Chernobyl or Fukushima. And with health deterioration, behavioral problems, premature illness, and death, we really don't have any choice. In other words, you've got to move.
None.
We got no choice. We have to move out of our comfort zone. It's like somebody coming up in my front yard and deciding to do target practice with a bunch of beer bottles. And if the stray bullets happen to hit my house, the window, or my family, or my dog, too bad. He'll just look at me and say, what's your problem? It's the same thing, only Your next door neighbor was a smart meter. Your mm-hmm. business was a smart meter, Wi-Fi network, and cell
phone
towers.
Shooting at you nonstop.
Exactly. We're being slowly cooked. You know the old analogy of the frogs? They should, Dee should, if he's listening to the show, should mm-hmm. do something where the frogs are being boiled by smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, and cell phones, and a few of the frogs are trying to crawl out of the beakers.
Not hot water anymore.
No. We're being cooked from the inside up. We are being
microwaved. Let's say 110 years ago, at 1900, the electromagnetic spectrum was basically empty. A few electro bursts from lightning and storms.
And storms, things like
a
that.
A little bit of solar. But that's it. And in 100 years, we're literally living in a confined, it's not even a fishbowl, it's a thimble. And we're being irradiated around the clock through every cell in our body. And we know that the cellular membranes are a delicate balance of positive and negatively charged elements. And when they are interfered with, they go out of balance, and the cell has to spend its own energy trying to restore balance and harmony in its own membrane. What does that mean? It takes away energy from doing what the cell is supposed to do, whatever that might be. So the whole body fatigues and degrades. It is all very simple. It's not rocket science. It's common sense.
Right. It's going to accelerate the getting rid of the useless eaters of the population. To use a term that's often been labeled against the Nazis, what really happened is the Germans were being starved out, and most of the troops only had a piece of potato and very little else. And the populations mainly died of disease there. What they're going to do, though, is do the real killing fields now. They've decided to destroy the dollar, which they're doing by printing trillions of dollars of funny money and loaning it back to themselves at 0% interest so they can loan it back to the Fed and foreign countries. And now they decided we want this power grid on it. So I've had emails and contacts and phones from Australia, New Zealand, Norway, Ireland, all across the United States and Canada. These things would be put on everywhere. There's five main companies making these smart meters, but the lead company making the appliances, or energy appliances, General Electric.
Yeah.
And the evil GE.
Yep.
Of course, GE, of course, the complicit partner of Fukushima, creating the disaster there by, you know, using a sharp pencil to cut corners until finally the plant was going to break down, whether it was an earthquake, a tsunami,
or the faux
hydrogen releasing systems on the wet well that allowed the thing to blow up so that the containment chamber was broken.
Sure. We know now that nobody knows officially doesn't know exactly what caused it. Now, by the way, the CEO of GE, Jeffrey Immelt, just happens to be Barack Obama's jobs guy. He's the head of the jobs deal. What he's doing is sending jobs, not just jobs, but entire companies and corporations to China as fast as he can. I am told he has a residence over there. I'm not sure about that. He is clearly pumping everything into China. There's no question he is one of the biggest traders in this country. He is also the CEO of GE, which, as you just heard, is one of the primary, in fact, the primary manufacturer of smart meters. They're also, guess what, making refrigerators and other appliances as well, which we'll talk back and forth. Explain that. We got to take a break, Bill. On the other side of the break, explain one last thing about this, and we're going to talk about Fukushima. How the appliances, these so-called smart appliances, talk back and forth, i.e., they're emitting microbursts back and forth. It's not running through the house current, not that I know of. All right, hold on. We'll be right back in just a couple. Okay, back with Dr. Bill, and the issue, the big issue, of course, which is never going to away in terms of radioactivity from a man-made source, i.e. a nuclear power plant, 104 reactors in this country, 55 in Japan. Japan is now putting in a new prime minister who is sympathetic, shall we say, to the nuclear industry. So we can see where that's going. I remember when Jeffrey Immelt went to Japan after the disaster, I guess about 4 weeks later, and said, "We're going to put Fukushima Daiichi back online and make you proud." This guy went over there and said that. They're finding radioactivity in the stairwells of elementary schools now, not far from the plant, I don't know, 50 kilometers away, that are 70-plus times over limit, those readings. Radioactivity 70 times over maximum safety standard limits. It's just ugly, horrible what they're doing. Talk about an open-air lab. That's what Fukushima, the whole prefecture, has been turned into now. Now, here's an interesting letter someone sent me. It's from a medical technology group, okay, in the U.S., and I won't name it, but let me read this letter to you. In light of the above, they talk about Fukushima and the disaster. In light of the above, such and such group USA, Inc., identified the following list of potential critical situations basing on the U.S. FDA recommendations. The list shall be intended as not exhaustive, but to the point. So here's the list of things they're worried about. Now, these are medical devices and the potential of them being contaminated. Radioactive contamination of devices and or device components. Now, these are all issues coming from Japan, okay? Contaminated water supply that could result in defective products that fail to meet specifications. Loss of electrical power, a source of disruption in the manufacturing process, which directly impacts all components and devices. Compromise in sterile products during or after their production, including stored finished product already on the shelf. Compromise in the reliability of product performance, in other words, electrical connectors, microprocessors, alarms and sensors. Damaged and or disrupted medical device manufacturing facilities in the affected and surrounding region may result in a shortage of components and or finished medical devices for use over here. Immediate and long-term potential for shortages of parts, ingredients, components, and finished devices again over here. This anything from Japan, what this professional letter is saying, is suspicious, and you damn well better be suspicious of it, and you better get a Geiger counter, and you better do your own due diligence, and you better check these things out.
Exactly. And not only products like automobiles, testing equipment, medical equipment, food products, they've shipped these cattle and the yellowfin tuna all over the world now.
Well, you just said something.
Yeah.
Chile and Russia have rejected two shipments of radioactive automobiles from Japan already that we know about. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the fact is that this open wound, they don't want to heal it. I mean, I've made a report a few months ago, which I'm going to do an update in the next few days, of exactly what needs to happen. They need to do a Kevlar spider silk tent over this and capture all the airborne toxins. They need to build a corium catcher underneath it and use these special forms of what's called polymer plastics that can withstand 10,000 degrees and will prevent any corium from getting through it. You need to put trenches on trenches, and I talked about this on air a few weeks ago with Chris Busby. All of this could have already been done. There should be an international Manhattan-style project to contain this, not just paid by the Japanese, but by the whole world. Because it's not just their problem, it's our problem. Now, what's going to happen is that as this radiation increases, we're going to see a number of things. Firstly, the weak, elderly, sick, and the infirmed, as well as in utero, are going to suffer and are going to die, which means infertility is going to rise. The weak and elderly will die much more quickly, especially if we add other toxins like smart meter electropollution. The next thing you're going to find is that because their solution they'll come up with is, oh, by the way, we're having so many birth defects now with nationalized health care under Obamacare, which we're trying to get rid of. It's a plague, if you want to call it, of health insurance. Is they're going to say, well, we'll set up these special facilities and expand funding so you can submit your gamete, so you can have a normal baby implanted by gamete interfallopian tube transfer called GIFT. And they'll eventually outlaw wild reproduction unless you're properly certified, goes through training and genetic screening and polar body exclusion to make sure you never have a child with a birth defect because the earth is so toxic now. People say that won't happen. I can tell you that's what we're looking at 5, 10, or 20 years from now, if there still is a reasonable world left, where the state will control even who is able to reproduce and how many times you can reproduce, and wild reproduction will be considered a carbon credit crime. That's what they intend to do.
All right, now to add
and this
to
is
that.
One of the reasons why they don't want to fix Fukushima, because they want the population sterilized with Fukushima, aspartame, GMO food, and now Wi-Fi networks and cell phone towers, and now the ultimate insult, smart meters.
The ultimate. In addition to $10 trillion becquerels per hour being released by the Fukushima Daiichi plant. 10 trillion becquerels per hour. This is going on around the clock. They are going to begin burning, as you know, Bill, and I've mentioned earlier tonight, everything radioactive that they can get their hands on by way of debris, junk from the tsunami and the earthquake. Every single thing from trees and plants, broken up buildings, debris, anything that'll burn, and even stuff that won't burn, they're going to incinerate it. They're building these massive incinerators now, with chimneys, and it's an international, it's a worldwide criminal behavior that no one to this point is even talking about. And every bit of the radiation is going to go up and out the chimneys, right on up into the jet stream and the lower level air currents. And it's going to come right across the Pacific. And folks, when the rains begin at the end of September, October, and into November, you better not be in it.
Yeah. What's going to happen if you have your radiation detector? We've now detected radioactive sulfur, and I mean, when I was on the program last, I didn't understand exactly why they didn't report the other isotopes. It's the sodium atom that's hit with neutrons, which means the amount of radiation to generate that amount of sulfur-35 is off the scale. And on top of that, we have radioactive water now off the southern coast of California. They've detected and reported last week in the mainstream media. But it goes over people's heads. They think, oh, well, that's no big deal. Let's go to the beach. They don't understand. This is like being stabbed and dying years later. You don't know you've been stabbed.
Same thing, of
but
course.
You have.
Yeah. Yep.
And you're going to die years later. It's like the Kung Fu master's blow of death. You walk away and think you're pretty well, but 7 days later you're going to be in the grave. That's
10 trillion becquerels an hour being released around the clock just at the plant. That's not counting what's going to be released in all of these huge industrial chimneys and stacks and furnaces.
Hundreds of millions of tons of material remobilizing cesium-137, strontium-90, plutonium.
Yep.
And here's the other thing that people don't understand, and I said this several months ago, that the underground jets, the steam jets, going along fault lines and natural pathways and streams and groundwater, is going to go for many, many miles. And these are superheated radioactive steam, and that's why in the school that may be 50 kilometers away, they say, well, how did this happen? It may have happened because it's a steam jet that's literally going into the foundation for that school.
No
one's walking around the schools and buildings and checking even 50, 100 kilometers away, do we have an underground jet that connected to, let's say, a facility or a building or a train station or these underground subways in Tokyo? People say, that can't go 200 miles. I beg to differ.
That
steam is going to go wherever it damn well wants. It can cut through anything, including carbon steel.
Exactly right.
So, yeah.
Stand by. We'll be back in a minute. Okay, back. Incalculable amounts of deadly radiation. And they're not going to tell us what the various components of this mass are, in fact. But you can count on the cesium twins and all the rest of them. They're going to go right up in the air, and it'll become part of rain systems, just the way it is. And it's going to come down here. And if you haven't covered your garden, you still have time. I don't care if you go out and buy 1-inch in diameter PVC and make a bunch of hoops, stick it on rebar in the ground, and get some. They have normal greenhouse plastic covering. It's not expensive. Cover your garden. Yeah. Keep your ground safe. This stuff's going to go in the ground. They're also talking about cesium not going away in 30 years now. They're talking about going away much longer.
So, yeah, in fact, it's going to last several hundred years.
Well, that's the environmental number I hear now. So
Yeah. The situation is we have and I just got a report from our nuclear expert who goes under the pseudonym Chris Harris. He's one of the members of the NRC Nuclear Safety Committee.
Oh, is he?
And he just sent this to me just 2 hours ago. But the big news is the North Anna reactor did exceed its design basis for ground movement of 5 hertz, as described in event number 47181.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not happened before except at Fukushima. And he said the ramifications are very serious because the plant will have to undergo major inspection before they can power it up again.
Right.
Now, if you look down through the list of the plants affected by Hurricane Irene and this earthquake,
which was only a category 2 at best, remember
right,
that.
Right,
but
it's still, it doesn't need to be much in order to cause problems with the power distribution to these plants because they only have 4-hour backup batteries. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these plants are also below the high tide watermark, which means their diesel generators, which
very
are their backup,
smart.
Yeah, it's really like this is Dumb Dumber and the designers of these nuclear plants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is mind-boggling.
It is.
What it's doing basically is setting us up, if we do have an event like one at the New Madrid Fault System, there's 25 major reactor sites, some of them as many as 3 reactors on one plant, that could lose power and will become a Fukushima event, literally excoriating.
I think 15 of those, or 23 total of the GE design, the Mark 1s.
Exactly.
And I think 15 of them are on the New Madrid.
By the other way, the other thing you should know is that most of these were actually being contracted through Senator Lindsey Graham's plant down in Aiken, South Carolina, at the very plant that I took care of employees at the Augusta Regional Trauma Center in 87-88. From the plant, they spent many billions of dollars on this giant nuclear white elephant of creating MOX reactor fuel. And most of these plants that you mentioned that were the Mark I reactors, they were upgrading and working on upgrading them to begin
all
to
the
receive MOX fuel.
Yep. Yep.
That's craziness.
Yep. Sure it is. No, they're begging for it, and we're going to pay. It's just unbelievable. The NRC, in all of its lying splendor, admitted that last year alone, in 2010, we dodged 14 bullets. All right?
Those are serious. The worst of the worst, not the hundreds of little events that happened, or inconsistencies like taking a brush to scrub a pipe and then puncturing a hole through the pipe because it wasn't properly managed.
Can you imagine that, a wire brush actually going through a pipe because it's so corroded on the inside, it's that thin? That's what we're dealing with here. These pipes are 40 years old and more, some of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's just
unbelievable.
It's amazing.
This is the kind of thing. By the way, all people need to understand that all nuclear plants are giving off tritium, which has a very similar effect to the body to other radioisotopes and also ELF pollution. Is what's called a van der Waal force disruptor. So it disrupts the DNA double helix. It disrupts cell membranes, which are a liquid crystal microprocessor. It disrupts the quaternary structure of enzymes in 3 dimensions so that it can't work properly. So tritium is a very dangerous short beta emitter to emit high-speed electrons. It's also a van der Waal force disruptor that causes DNA, what's called intercalation. It literally displaces the codons.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to know we can quantitate these things, and I've done research in it for years, and I can tell you that all nuclear plants are venting off radiation.
Well, what was really humorous is the North Anna spokesman for the company, the utility that owns that plant, said that I assure you that no radiation has been emitted, and then he stumbled. He put his feet in it, both feet. He said, beyond that which is normally released during regular operations.
Oh, boy. Well, let me just read off some of the nuclear plants affected. Prairie Island, this is just with Irene, 100% power, unmonitored release of tritium to the septic system. Prairie Island number 2, unmonitored release of tritium to septic system. This is right from the NRC, right? North Annan 1, earthquake and loss of offsite power. Hot standby, 0% power. North Annan 2, cold shutdown, aftershock of earthquake. North Annan 2, hot standby, aftershock of earthquake. Pilgrim, Hurricane Irene preparations. Vermont Yankee, Hurricane Irene preparations. I mean, if you go down through these lists, like Fort Calhoun, reduced flow rate, 2,700 CFM and minimal overpressure, 0.1 inches of water in the technical support center, could not be achieved. Cold shutdown. Indian Point, Hurricane Irene preparations. Indian Point is literally sitting on 3 fault lines, just waiting.
It's been leaking 20 gallons a minute since 1996, I think, and no one will make them fix it.
Yeah. Indian Point, common discharge canal was reported to be overflowing caused by elevated river water levels experiencing during Hurricane Irene, which means they're polluting the local area like crazy with radioisotopes, and nobody's taking notice or measuring it. And that's why the criminal organizations, the Environmental Poisoning Agency, the EPA, the Center for Disease Creation, the CDC, and all of our other environmental agencies turn the other way because they don't want to monitor fish from the Alaskan fishery or the Humboldt Current. They don't want to monitor fish off the California coast to say, oh, my gosh, guess what? Our fish are getting radioactive. But I tell people, get an Inspector Plus or Monitor 4, go to the fish counter.
Do your own.
And watch and walk into the grocery store and watch the people on the security cams, and people come up to you and say, what are you doing?
They will. They'll come right
I'm going to take my little Inspector Plus and go down to the fish counter at my local grocery store at Albertsons.
Yeah. Right,
and I
want
to go to the fish counter and go over, and if it goes click, 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 and I'll turn up the volume nice and loud, it'll be interesting. If it goes click, 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 people, I said, do you have any sushi? Let me check it. And I'll pull up my little Inspector Plus, which is super sensitive. That detector, it literally can point it at something 10, 15 feet away, and it's going to start going click, click, click if there's hot radioactive fleas in there.
I'm going to pull mine and stick it in a plastic baggie here pretty soon to protect it from contamination. There's so much potential out there now. Okay. Yeah, it is truly mind-boggling. Just look at the stories. Understand that Japan is about to begin to burn everything to get rid of it. We're going to get it, folks. There's a new story about San Francisco area milk. There are now almost to the maximum allowable level, which means they're over it, of cesium in the milk, okay? So read these stories. Understand. They're all up there around the clock, updated for you, so you'll understand exactly what's going on.
And what people need to realize is that whether you're a vegan or you drink milk and so on, we're all being irradiated. And the radiation, they now say they may be able to invent in the next 20 years the technology to stop it. They could do this now. I think they can think out of the box. We were thinking out of the box, talking with Chris and his other colleagues. We'll call Joe, one of the NRC nuclear safety experts. Mm-hmm. There's only about 45 of them in the whole nation. We've talked to people like Dr. Asaf Jurakovich and other experts, and I can tell you there are people that have solutions that could be implemented, but it's going to cost many billions of dollars. It's going to require an international team. I mean, after Chernobyl, which, by the way, isn't fixed, it is bankrupting Ukraine, and the international community haven't decided that they have to rebuild a sarcophagus containing this mess. And that's a minor problem. It's an old graphite.
That's $10 billion to do that, and 40% of Europe remains easily identifiable as having been contaminated with radioactivity from Chernobyl.
Exactly. So. In fact, they detected it as far north as Scotland. And that was at a Halliburton facility, by the way, right after the attack on Gulf War number one, Halliburton Corporation bought the local radiation detection companies in the United Kingdom as well.
Bought them up.
To make certain, they bought them all up. By the way, when I wanted to do testing, and I got word back from Dr. Axel Gerdes at the facility in Frankfurt, Germany, that they don't do that test anymore. Of course, I know they're lying. And I've been getting stonewalled by even S. Iger Lab in Barcelona, Spain.
Bill is talking about 9/11.
9/11, because the 9/11 was a nuclear demolition. Now, I'll tell you why it's so important to understand and connect it. Oklahoma City was a nuclear plus other types of advanced explosive demolition. 9/11 was a nuclear demolition with other, like superthermite. And what they are trying to do now is they're getting ready for a real, what I call a citywide 9/11, where they take out 20 to 40 city blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And people think, oh, Deagle, you're crazy. Why are you saying this? Well, the first time I heard it was Special Forces in Delta told me, and I got it from multiple sources in the mid-90s. I've had from so many sources, and even the list of cities on the short and long list, and the latest update was through some of my contacts with Alexander Bachman and others that have verified to me in great detail that what's going on? In fact, these explosions, I can tell you, and I was skeptical at first, but these explosions that occurred in Virginia and Colorado were not conventional earthquakes. There was no P wave. All the characteristics suggest that they were shallow nuclear explosions in an advanced Maglev tunnel system that's connecting Virginia from its terminus of the CIA and its main facilities in Colorado near Trinidad.
Somebody penetrated, if that's true, got into those ultra-top secret tunnels.
Well, there's a fight
tunnels.
Going on between various factions because they know, the powers that be know, that they're trying to detonate nuclear weapons in one or more U.S. cities because the next move they want to make is they want to make a full-force invasion of northern Pakistan. The goal isn't Syria.
Good luck.
The goal isn't even Iran. The goal is to take the nukes out in Waziristan.
Well, I guess, and guess who wants them out?
The Israelis
want them out.
They're called the Zionazis.
Well, Zizraeli and Zato. By the way, the Canadians are going to test West Coast fish for radiation, also caribou in the Yukon. That's real nice, but the question remains, will we get to see the results?
They try to tweak the results?
Of course.
Their standards, by the way, for radiation are like 35 to 50 times higher than our American standards, are off the clock. In other
these
words,
have to be done by independent labs, folks.
Exactly.
Like
I don't trust them. The Canadians are...
No.
sneaky and try to be squeaky.
Any governmental
agency.
Yeah.
We're good, aren't we? We're not going to lie to you, would we?
Maple Leafs never lie.
So.
I don't think so either. Yeah. Ththank you, Bill. Amazing update as always. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck tomorrow morning.
If
please,
you're not speaking out and taking action, you're complicit with a crime. And if you don't move out of your comfort zone, literally to hell with you.
Well, true. Give me a call tomorrow, will you? Let me know how it goes.
I will give you an update. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.